Astrology Podcast. I'm Emmeline Muldoon, your host and astrologer, here recording in Charlotte, North Carolina, to bring you your weekly astrology forecast. So today we're talking about the astrology for Monday the 18th of March through until Sunday the 24th of March. So we are well and truly into eclipse season now. We spoke about this a bit in last week's episode, and the eclipse, actually the first eclipse that we have this season, because eclipses take place in pairs usually, and they're 2 weeks apart because it's either a new moon eclipse or a full moon eclipse, and they happen every 2 weeks, but not the eclipses, but the new moon and the full moon. So what we're looking at the moment is the first eclipse will be next Monday. So this time next week, Monday, the 25th of March. And then the following eclipse, the one everyone's talking about, the eclipse that will take place on the 8th of April. That one's rather big for America, because what's going on is it's visible in America. So in the United States, so we're going to be able to see it. And places where you can actually see the eclipse geographically are the countries that are being most affected by the eclipse. So lots going on with the April one, and everyone's talking about that. The one that's happening next Monday, so in 7 days' time, it's happening at 5 degrees of Libra. So that one is first. And with that, we're definitely being asked to examine our relationships in some way. And there's a lot this week, actually, with examining relationships in the energy of the astrology as well. So there is a little bit of a sense with this eclipse and the astrology that's coming up for the week of what are my needs versus what are the needs of other people around me in my life. Do I have to change some of this stuff and let go? This is a bit of a long-term theme with the South Node being in Libra anyhow, but it's definitely making us put into that and think about what needs to change. And if 5 degrees of Libra, like I said last week, if it's hitting a sensitive points of your chart, then you're going to see that more than others. But look for where that is in your chart, which house it's in, because it's going to show you it's going to show you where the eclipses are triggering, what part of your life is being triggered for you. So the Libra tells you sort of the how it's happening, so relationships or a sense of justice, a sense of what's right, what's wrong, what we can't handle anymore. Libra is very much linked to the legal system, so there might be some stuff coming up there's definitely a lot going on in the legal world, but maybe in your life, or maybe what your sense of justice is, or what's being provoked in your mind as being fair, right or wrong. It's coming up around you. Maybe it's being linked to relationships as well in some way. There's also with Libra this link to peace, keeping the peace. If you have your Mars in Libra, there is that sense of not wanting to rock the boat, not wanting to cause an argument. So with the South Node and the eclipse being in Libra, there is that sort of feeling of, I need to let this go in order to get some inner peace, So that's definitely part of what's going on at the moment. So we're in eclipse season, so crazy, crazy out there. See what's going on, see all the changes that's going on. Be an observer, try not to get too caught up into the drama there, and instead just remember the astrology and sort of see where it's pulling us and what it's making you think about, and where it's highlighting a sense of injustice, maybe for you, because that's going to be important. Okay, on to talk about the astrology for this week. So Monday the 18th is, well, it's still exhausting, I think. I'm absolutely exhausted today and drained. And quite a few people I've spoken to feel the same. It's the lingo. We still have that aftermath from the Neptune Sun yesterday that we had come together. And I rather foolishly said to everyone in the episode last week, you know, just try and stay away from alcohol on Sunday. Completely forgot it's St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day weekend. So people might have been thinking that might, you know, be a bit unrealistic. But anywho, it is a sense when you get that Neptune and Sun come together of a drain, an energy drain. So I'm feeling very, very tired today. And also, I spoke to other people who said, gosh, you know, alcohol really got to me this weekend. Didn't even feel like I drank too much. Just felt like it really had an effect on me. And that's kind of the Neptune Sun there of that, exactly what it is. It's just that feeling of getting lost, a feeling of escaping, feeling of getting drunk and being drained by it, or being your energy being taken away in some way. So it's great for daydreaming and planning and visualizing, but, you know, sort of in a practical way of drinking too much, it can feel a bit too much. And in the sense of, again, I'm overwhelmed or I'm just tired or my energy levels are low. So that's definitely lingering on there with the Monday energy. The other thing we have, which is building up, which actually is probably more exact tomorrow. So we'll go on to tomorrow. I'm recording this Monday, the 18th. And yeah, I can see that that's coming up tomorrow. So we'll talk about that. There is a Cancer moon on Monday as well. So there is that sort of feeling of, I want to be at home. I like my home. I want to be with my family. I don't want to go out. That could also be sort of putting into that energy of feeling a bit tired there as well, especially because the sun and the moon are going to be making a trine coming up. So that's going to definitely pull into that feeling of they're working together, they're flowing, we just want to relax, we don't want to detach, we don't want to be doing too much heavy stuff. And don't forget, we've got that huge stellium in Pisces still going on. So there is that sort of theme of, oh, I just want to disconnect, or I want to connect to the arts, music. We've had a lot of music being played in our house this weekend, and that's a perfect example of how you can use all this daydreaming Neptune energy, connecting to emotions through music. Perfect for that. Moving on to Tuesday, the 19th. Now, this is the day where we have Mercury and the North Node coming together. What is the sign? What is the message? What are you hearing on Tuesday? Because it's going to be a sign or an important message there. Pay attention to what other people say to you. Pay attention to what your own thoughts are. Don't let someone tell you what to do with this, because it's in Aries. So we don't want someone to say, oh yeah, you should do this, because that's not going to be very helpful. But what you can pay attention to is if someone says, oh, you know, example, I'm thinking of moving house or whatever it is. And then someone says, oh, I live in this place and it's a really nice place for this reason. And that's the reason you've been wanting to move. That's the kind of message we want to pay attention to. What is coming to you through others, but what you want to take control of. Mercury is in Aries. It's very direct. It's talking about, it wants to focus on me, us. It doesn't want to focus on the other. It wants to think about what we want and our needs. So make sure the messages that you're getting on Tuesday, you're pulling into thinking about what you need with them. The other thing that's happening on Tuesday is we are having the spring, the Aries equinox. So the sun is moving into Aries, and what that means is it's the start of spring. As we shift into Aries, Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, so it's the astrological beginning, the astrology new year, the astrology beginning of the year for astrology, because the sun is saying I'm back at the beginning of the chart and back at the beginning here. So it's very much a sense of new starting. And I know it's spring on the northern hemisphere, but it's autumn down on the southern hemisphere. But you can really pull into that sense of what is beginning here? What do I want to grow? The Aries equinox chart, taking a look at it, it does have the moon opposite Pluto when it happens. So that does say that, tell me, for the season, for the spring season, for the next 3 months, we're going to have strong emotional energy. So that spring equinox chart does have us pulling into, for the next 3 months, a feeling of strong emotions or strong emotional connection to ideas or philosophies or projects. So watch out for those intense emotions. That's definitely going to be lingering on with that chart. Right. Okay. Now, moving on to Wednesday. Wednesday is the 20th of March. Wednesday, we have the Chiron and Mercury meetup. So Mercury has already been with the North Node and said, oh, message, sign, whatever it was, Tuesday. Now, they're hanging out together, all three of them, really. So now it's meeting up with Chiron and it's saying, hi, I heard this, by the way, heard this on Tuesday. Really interesting. What do you think about it, Chiron? And Chiron's going to say to Mercury, oh, yeah, this is important for us. This is a good chance for us to move on with a new positive direction. And it's also a chance for us to heal a wound here in the process. So I kind of like what you heard there. And that's, sit with that, and let's make that wound our superpower during the time we're sitting with it. So you're sort of processing the information there that you've heard on Tuesday with these two coming together. So it's definitely a time to sort of reflect and see how it's emotionally made you feel and how it's going to pull you into the direction, the North Node, where we're moving towards. So that is an interesting one. Okay, moving on to Thursday. This week is the 21st. Now, Thursday is a big day because we've got two really big aspects here at play. First one is one that people don't really like a lot, usually Saturn and Venus meeting up, because Saturn is work, Venus is love, Venus is money. So people say, oh, you know, Saturn and Venus, I've got to work on this stuff. I've got to work on my relationship. I've got to work on my finances. And this is a big one because they're actually literally coming together. So this is that real period of, I know I need to work on this. If this happens to you in your own birth chart, if you see these two coming together, it can be a real time where people get very fearful because they'll say, oh, you know, my relationship's coming to an end, or I've got this to work on. And really what Saturn is saying is, I just want you to work on it. I don't want you to fear. I want you to work on it. So there's stuff here with Thursday on the 21st that there is a good opportunity for long-term growth here with things that you need to work on. And actually, sometimes what can happen is you can come together. So if there's been a relationship that hasn't been working really well, for whatever reason, it might be a time when you find the commitment, because that's what these two are saying when they come together. We want to work on this long term. So it can actually be a time where you commit, which is contrary to what a lot of people think when they see these two come together. So think about what you want to work on. And you know what it is, because it's Saturn in Pisces, we instinctively know what it is we've got to do here. And whether it is the relationship or whether it is the finances, Again, looking at where these two are meeting up in your chart, they're meeting up at 12 degrees of Pisces, will show you where it is that you are working on this area of your life. Okay, the other thing we have on Thursday is a big day. Two big aspects Thursday is Pluto is making a sextile to the sun on Thursday. Very strong energy, very dynamic, very transformative. It's an aspect where you've got that Saturn Venus in the background saying, I know I've got to work on this. And Pluto Sun is saying, you have the power to make it happen. You have the magic to make it happen. If you put your energy into it on your thoughts, it can create your reality here. So really strong dynamic energy. The fact that they're happening on the same day is really interesting. So the long-term growth, the long-term plans can have real quick results that are going to last if you pull into that chemistry. It's a great law of attraction day. You think about, I'm going to visualize, I'm going to look at my goals, I'm going to take the steps towards my goals, and I'm going to be patient and I'm going to see them through. So great, great day for that on Thursday. Okay, moving on to Friday, which is the 22nd. Mercury and Uranus are in a semi-sextile. So you might hear some surprising information that comes up. This might be, oh, I didn't think that was coming. That was unexpected. Or you might learn something. You know, when sometimes you go, oh, you learn something. Sort of thing I say to my children, you know, you learn something new every day. It's kind of that energy as well. The other thing that's happening on Friday is we have Mars moving into Pisces. So Mars is our action, it's our energy, and it's moving into a very non-confrontational sign. So it's going to be more compassionate. You know, people with a sort of Mars in Pisces, they don't understand why people have to behave in a certain way as they do and get really upset. So it's more of an easygoing Mars. It's more of a creative Mars. It's more of a sensitive Mars. So we're all going to feel like we need to act or move or put our energy into sort of compassionate projects for the next few weeks with that Mars. That is our energy. So where is our energy being directed towards? It's being directed towards charitable, being willing to make a sacrifice, being willing to work hard to give up to help others in some way. So think about, as it moves in on Friday, what it is that you're thinking about. Maybe I need to be selfless in this way, in some of the ways I'm acting here, to be able to get in. Sometimes it can be a little bit of, I don't really know how to act. I don't really know what to do. Because it can be a little bit that feeling of inertia, you know, where you just, I know I've got to do something, but I don't know what it is. So that might come up with your Mars. So pull into intuition, pull into your feeling to sort of get that Mars going. Mars in Pisces is great for swimming. So the next few weeks, if you've been thinking about swimming as a form of exercise, it's a great way to get your energy out. Right, moving on to Saturday, the 23rd. It's a Virgo move on the weekend. I always hate weekends with Virgo moves. Those of you that listen to this podcast regularly know that I don't have a lot of Virgo in my chart. So I'm very envious of those people that are able to embrace the Virgo, use their Virgo, and be really organized and very good at doing chores and so forth. So what we're going to see on the weekend with that moon in Virgo, I always say not a great time to throw a party, because you always end up, it's just a lot of work. It's a working moon. So there's work to do this weekend. So if knowing that there's work to do, don't try and do too much of the fun stuff, because for one thing, you might not emotionally feel connected to wanting to do it. It might be a day where you go, oh, there's someone coming over and I really want to clean my closet, or, you know, the house is a mess and I just want to get organized, or I've got this work I want to finish, or I just feel like I want to work. You know, some people who really love their work, it might be a day where you want to work. So it might not be a weekend of fun, but more of a weekend of, okay, I know I've got to get this done. So try and balance it to find out how you can get that Virgo moon working, especially because that Virgo moon is making an opposition to Saturn on Saturday as well. So it is that sort of thing of maybe other people are making me think about the work I've got to do in some way. Yeah, that sort of, oh, they've reminded me I've got to do this, or someone else is telling me that this needs to get done, or my boss has said, can you work this weekend because this is really important, you know. So there might be a little bit of that element there as well. When there is a Saturn moon aspect, we can really feel a little bit like, oh, you know, that's hard. That's not easy. I just want to retreat emotionally. I don't want to connect. So it is it's definitely a good day for getting on with work you have to get on with. So we know that now. We're going to use it for that. We're not going to expect to connect and be off having hugely sociable times when we know that that moon is wanting us all to get on with some type of job in some way. Work, Virgo moon's work. You know, the other thing is hands, doing stuff with your hands. You might be thinking about, oh, cooking, I've got to get this cooking done, gardening, that kind of thing as well. All right, the last day of the week has a little bit more of a friendlier aspect, actually. We've still got Virgo moons, so you're going to be feeling like there's stuff to do. But on Sunday, we have Jupiter and Venus in a sextile. Lovely, lovely sextile energy. These are really nice planets coming together. So, you know, this could definitely make it feel a bit more sociable. We're moving into the eclipse the next day, so it's just going to be, it's definitely a lot going on. Sunday, you're going to feel that eclipse energy because it's happening Monday. But that Jupiter sextile, again, nice energy. What can we make big? What can we do that's nice? So better for socializing, definitely. Careful not to spend too much money. And good for opportunity, though, with money as well. How do you want to grow your money? What do you want to do with it? It's quite a fortunate aspect. You know, those of you that have Jupiter and Venus coming together in your charts, you'll know, oh yeah, I'm a lucky person. It's kind of a lucky, nice thing to have there going on. So think about how you can use that good, positive, lucky energy there for advancing the stuff that you've been saying earlier on in the week on Thursday that you know you need to work on, because it's definitely putting into that Venus Saturn conjunction. So you said Thursday, I've got to work on this, and Jupiter said, I'm going to help you work on it. Let's get this, or that. There's a, you know, you needed to work on your finances. Here's a job that you could go for that you could get, or you've been wanting to work on your relationship, and then someone says, yeah, let's set the date and get married. You know, really sort of nice follow through from the energy that you've been working on there earlier on in the week. So those two are nice. The last thing we've got there on Sunday is Mars making a semi-sextile to Pluto. Not a huge aspect, like I always say with those semi-sextiles. But what it says is, work. I got this sort of inner compulsion here. I want to work on this stuff, but I don't want to work on it unless I feel like it's meaningful to me. So a little bit of a hint there behind the scenes of, yeah, I can work. I've got this compulsion to work, but I'm going to be happier if I do something that's meaningful to me. So bear that in mind as well, how that's going to be playing out behind the scenes there on the weekend, and also with the eclipse energy. There's definitely that sense here of this week with the Libra eclipse and that Mars Pluto and the Saturn Venus of like, what do I want to work on and what do I need here? So, you know, I'm happier when I work on me. So that's the astrology for the week. Hope you all have a lovely week and enjoy that eclipse season. It's going to be an interesting one for sure. We'll speak more about it again next week, and I'll catch you all then. Take care, everyone. Goodbye.